We talk a lot about repeat offenders on the show, prolific offenders, and it's nothing new around here, but unfortunately there was a story that Como carried over the weekend that a repeat offender who was convicted of killing his girlfriend in a DUI crash should have been in prison, and a new state law may allow him to be released early because of a second-degree robbery conviction he also had is no longer considered a strike. Joining us now to discuss on the Genuine Auto Glass studio line is Washington State Senator Mike Patton. Welcome to the show, sir. Good to have you here.
Oh, good to be with you, all right.
So tell me about the story from your perspective. Tell us about this new law that's going into effect that most people don't even realize is coming.
Yeah, the thing that gets me about this law, which is taking second-degree robbery out as a crime that would result in life imprisonment as three strikes, three serious felony offenses, is that the bill applied it retroactively. So it completely turns over, it's topsy-turvy of over 100 cases, including this one with Robert Jackson, who, as you said, should have never been out to begin with. I led the investigation to the early release of 3,000 prisoners by the Inslee administration back in 2016, and he was one who got out, and I think it was just a few months later, kills his girlfriend through vehicular homicide. And this was really bad because not only did he crash the vehicle in the Bellevue apartment complex lot, but then he left, and who discovers the body but his girlfriend's 13-year-old son? So really a tragic event. The family of Lindsay Hill is very upset about the resentencing, and the resentencing actually took place last Friday in King County Superior Court, and instead of life imprisonment, Robert Jackson has 33 years, for which he will have credit, I'm sure, for the 5-6 years that he's already served, and may get out earlier than the total 33 years. So anyway, it's a bad situation, and it's not the only case that is like this in the state. So, you know, the legislators that voted for this, whether they realized this was going to happen or not, this is what they voted for. It was a party line vote. The Democrat caucus unanimously for it. Our caucus unanimously against it. The House was a little different, and then the governor signed the thing. So if people are concerned about it, they should contact their legislators and remember it here on or before November 8th when they cast their ballot.
You skipped over an important point that I want to come back to for a second. You mentioned how Jay Inslee released these thousands of prisoners. We know he almost released people like the Green River Killer from jail. But is anybody holding Governor Inslee accountable for the fact that he released all these prisoners and an overwhelming majority of them went back to reoffending afterwards?
Well, a lot of them reoffended. I don't know if it was a majority or not, or we have the stats on that, but statistically, it would be well over a third, and we have a couple of these high-profile cases like Robert Jackson and a case here in Spokane where one of the prisoners got released early, committed murder at a tattoo parlor robbery that went bad. So he should be held accountable, and in the meantime, though, he's raised money to run for a fourth term. It just boggles the mind to me, but I agree with you. I mean, some people know about it, and I think we'll remember it, but a lot of people don't.
So before people went into their ideological camps heading into the election, because the entire Washington State Senate is up for re-election, the entire Washington State House is up for re-election, did you have any conversations with your colleagues on the other side of the aisle who may have finally be realizing enough is enough, the crime is out of control, and it was these policies that did? They may not admit it publicly, but they were ready to do something about it come the new election cycle, come when everybody's back in session, or are they committed to this path?
Yeah. Well, first, a little slight correction. Only half the Senate is up for election. There is some, I guess, second thoughts about some of the things they did. Certainly, their decision to not correct the law that prohibits police from pursuing criminals in a meaningful way. There's been some concern about that, but that, again, it's the majority leadership that makes the decision. And on that bill, a bill passed the Senate, a Democrat-sponsored bill passed the Senate, passes the House, comes back to the Senate. There have been a few minor changes in the House, and they refuse to bring it up. And both Senator Braun and I made motions, we were recorded votes, to bring that bill up for a final vote, and they voted it down. All the Democrats did. So they're responsible for this. Hopefully, the public reaction to some of this, law enforcement's reaction, will have some impact. And most importantly, the citizens' reaction. But crime has been increasing dramatically all over the state, especially in Seattle and some of the other Puget Sound areas. But it's incumbent on people to realize it and make the connection as to what caused this, you know, and that these laws did have a big impact on the increase in the crime rate.